720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on a day that recognizes one of our favorite foods and really what is in many ways a physical food embodiment and ambassador for Japanese flavor and culture, appropriate to also talk with a true ambassador of Japan in every way here in Chicago, the Consul General of Japan, the Honorable Kenichi Okada. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much, Mr. Neil. This is a great opportunity for talk to you and talk to many of your, I think, audience. Thank you so much.
We're excited to have you. And just as WGN is synonymous with Chicago, sushi is, of course, with Japan. And food is really a universal language, you know, just like art or music, bringing people together. So talk a little bit about sushi in general. It's a worldwide export of flavor, of culture in Japan, Chicago, and America. We love our sushi, but it's gaining popularity worldwide through things like International Sushi Day.
Thank you so much. Sushi is, as you know, a sort of vinegared rice topped with fish, vegetable, and other ingredients, including like something very weird, which is sea urchin, that only Japanese and Greek are enjoying. But there are a variety of sushi, and fortunately, sushi is now gaining a lot of support all over the world. So we are very much proud of presenting sushi today to, I think, hospitals and fire departments, those frontline workers. And today is International Sushi Day, so this is a perfect day to do that, I think. And I'd like to add is that American people is really innovative, so you created a California roll, which we believe.
Nice.
I think Japanese people believe this is a great invention, so we really appreciate American people.
Come on, well, we appreciate the appreciation. I wanted to ask you, so people in Japan, you know, are they actually building in the California roll into things that you're seeing back home?
Yes, Japanese people in Japan are really enjoying California rolls. It's already a important part, integral part of Japanese sushi. That's why I said thank you so much, American friends.
Well, that's great. It's great to see people working together. Again, food bringing people together. Okay, in Chicago, it's Arigato, Chicago's Best, My Kind of Bento. And you're going to be at the Erie Humboldt Park Health Center, and you're helping to recognize, you know, what has been a worldwide situation. Just as more people are enjoying sushi, everyone has had to deal with the challenges of the pandemic. And so you're helping to support and recognize those frontline workers, those healthcare workers right here in Chicago.
Yes, exactly. During the pandemic, I believe the frontline workers, including healthcare workers and the firemen, first responders and teachers, sacrificed a lot. So we'd like to express our most sincere appreciation to those frontline workers. And so this is a sort of a symbol of paying tribute to those frontline workers.
And you couldn't do it alone either, because even as you are our representative here in Chicago for Japan, we've got a lot of people. Of course, Chicago, a very diverse place. And even when it comes to the food side, you can spin the globe and anything that's out there is being done at a high level here. But talk about your partners with the Chamber of Commerce and the industry, Japanese industries that are helping you guys with this effort.
Exactly. They have been very helpful and forthcoming on this project. So first of all, Japanese Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Chicago stepped forward, and then the Osaka Committee of Chicago Sister Cities International. As you know, Osaka is Chicago's sister city in Japan. So the chair of this Osaka Committee also helped a lot. Of course, we cannot make our own bento by the consulate, so of course Japanese restaurants in Chicago helped us a lot as well. So these are the combination of Japanese Team Japan.
So it's the bento boxes that you guys are doing. For those listeners that may not be part of, I think, what should be the enlightened group that loves that already and enjoys it, explain for the listeners, when they think of sushi, they think of just the sashimi, but talk about the bento box. What are people getting today?
Yes, what they are going to get today is two types. We have a ordinary bento, and we have also a vegetarian bento. I can talk about the specifics about each bento, but before that, I'd like to express what is bento. Well, bento is a lunchbox, but in Japan, mothers often create bentos in amusing shapes and presentations for school children. And as a result, the lunchbox bento are associated with the love and kindness from mother to children. So we would like to offer our love and kindness to, I think, first frontline workers. And for each bento, ordinary bento includes California roll, here we go, California roll, and shrimp tempura roll, and Japanese dumpling, and Japanese fried chicken, seaweed salad, edamame, which is boiled green soybeans, and deep fried tofu and egg. This is the ordinary one. And we also have a vegetarian one, which includes a Japanese leaf mixed rice, Japanese dumplings, Japanese fried noodles, vegetarian fried noodles, and tofu steak, and soft-boiled egg marinated in special sauce and mixed vegetable, edamame again, the boiled green soybeans, and a seaweed salad. So we have two patterns for frontline workers. Interested in that?
Oh, they're lucky. I'm hungry. Come on. We got to let the listeners know we're talking with Japanese Consul General Kenichi Okada. He's in Chicago helping out and helping to recognize those frontline workers, healthcare workers, with that. And it's going to be exciting stuff. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. You think of what you're doing today, it's going to happen all summer long, because you're working with 30 different healthcare organizations, and you're going to deliver over the course of the summer like 2,000 more boxes, right?
Exactly. We have already delivered 1,000, and we will going to add another 1,000. So altogether, 2,000. You are right.
Exciting stuff. Eyes are going to be on sushi today. It is International Sushi Day. So excited to have you on. And last thing is, the eyes turn to the Olympics. Talk about that, because there are so many people in Chicago and, of course, around America that are excited for another thing, just like food, that brings people together, which is the Olympics. Any input on how excited you are to be able to bring, you know, the Olympics, really the world, to Japan and be able to share that as well as sushi?
Yeah, the Japanese government is going to implement the most important mission to hold the Olympic Games in Tokyo this year. And we will going to make the Olympic secure and safe for everybody involved. So we have a strong commitment, and actually U.S. government gave us a strong support to our commitment. So we really appreciate, and we will do that. Thank you so much.
We are excited to have you here in Chicago. And, of course, a lot of Chicagoans are excited, hopefully, to get out to their sister city, Osaka, as well. We're going to let you get back to it. You got a lot of work to do today on International Sushi Day. But, Consul General, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much. You are most welcome. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.